Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Peah, daf Lamed Vav. We are starting about the fourth line with the words Amar Rabbi Yasa, and in the Vilna Sursa daf, it's a little past the halfway mark of Chaf Alf Amud Beis. And today's daf is sponsored Lilu Nishmas, Maris Miriam Sar, Basar Yaakov Maisha. Her Nishama should have an Oliyah. Now, yesterday, Yerush Lakish had taught us halacha regarding Dalad Ames, that within Dalad Ames of a person is kind of for him. So, for example, if he's walking and there's a Mitziah, a lost object that now is within his Dalad Ames, his Dalad Ames is kind of that Mitziah for him, even though he never picked it up. Now, this is by Gittin as opposed to Matana. Now, this is specifically referring to a Mishnah Maseches Gittin that says that if a person throws a get to his wife and it lands within her Dalad Ames, then she's divorced. So Rabbi Yossi is saying, B'shem Rabbi Yechanan, that's only halacha by Gittin, but not by Matana. If Reuven wants to gift something to Shimon and he places it or throws it within his Dalad Ames, Shimon does not acquire that Matana. Now, the Gemara tells us, Rubad Rabbi Yechanan, Rubad Rabbi Shimon Ben Lakish, both Rabbi Yechanan and Rish Lakish are emphasizing what they find to be the bigger chiddush. Rubid Rabbi Yechanan, and really the proper girsa is Rubid Rish Lakish. The chiddush of Rish Lakish is as follows: Ma mitziyah she'ein zeichem midas acher. When we're dealing with the mitziyah, a lost object, now when he's being zeichen it, he doesn't need the knowledge of another person. There's no one being makna this object to him. It's a lost object. He's being zeichen it by himself. He is zeicha in it when it comes within his dalad ames. So matana shu zeicha b'midas acheres, like kol shekein, a matana that someone else is being mezaket to him, for sure, once it's within his dalad ames, he's going to be zeicha in it. Therefore, Rish Lakish emphasizes the fact that by metziah, he is zeicha in it if it's within his dalad ames. In other words, according to Rish Lakish, the bigger chiddush over here is metziah, and Rubad Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. And again, over here, we have to switch it to Rabbi Yechanan. Rubad Rabbi Yechanan, what's his chiddush? Ma'im matana she'inu zeicha b'seichar ba'ames. When we're dealing with the matana, that he's not zeicha in it if it comes within his dalad ames. Harei hu zeicha by midas acher, and a matana is something that somebody else is being mezaket to him. We need that other person's knowledge. So metziah, skip the next six words. Like kol shekein, for sure metziah, he's not going to be able to be zeicha in if it's within his dalad ames. And so therefore, Rabbi Yechanan focuses on matana as opposed to metziah. But now, Hasar Rabbi Zeir Kumi Rabbi Yasa. Rabbi Zeir asked the following question from Rabbi Yasa. But Taninan, we learned in that Mishnah Gittin v'chein le'inyan kiddushin that this also applies to kiddushin, that if a person throws kiddushin and it lands within dalad ames of a woman, so she is mekudeshes. How could you, Rabbi Yasa, say that this only applies to gittin? Amar Leis, Rabbi Yasa responded to him, he gittin, he kiddushin. Gittin and kiddushin is the same halacha. We have a drasha comparing gittin and kiddushin, so therefore when I said that this halacha applies to gittin, obviously it also applies to kiddushin. I wasn't saying it to exclude kiddushin. He continued asking Rabbi Yasa, v'atanin, we learned in that Mishnah, v'chein le'inyan achayv, also in regards to a chayv, let's say Reuven owed Shimon money, and Reuven threw that money towards Shimon, and it landed within his dalad ames, so that chayv is considered paid up. And chayv has nothing to do with gittin or kiddushin. So we see that this halacha extends beyond both gittin and kiddushin. So Amalei, Rabbi Yasa responded to him, shekeinim amar lezer keul yam, v'hei machalach, machalai. That's because if he would have told him, throw it into the sea, and the debt will be forgiven for you, so it's forgiven for him. In other words, the same way that if Shimon would have told Reuven, take the money that you owe me and throw it in the ocean, and the debt will be forgiven for you. So once he does that, the debt's forgiven. It's not because Shimon now got his money that he's owed, it's simply because Reuven listened to his instructions. So it's the same thing. If he told him, throw it towards me and it will be forgiven for you, so the loan's forgiven. But not because he repaid him the money, and it's like he was kind of the money because it went within his dalad ames. It's simply because Reuven followed Shimon's instructions. But now the Gemara Lam Vav Beis on top asks Me'at, if that's really so, afilu karv loiva zacha haloiva. If we're saying it's a simple matter of instruction, that as long as Reuven follows Shimon's instructions, that the loan is going to be forgiven for Reuven, so then it shouldn't have to land closer to Shimon, as the Mishnah says it does. Even if it lands closer to the loiva, to Reuven, it should be forgiven for Reuven. Mitaninin, but we learned in that Mishnah, karv loiva haloiva chayiv, that if the money landed closer to the loiva, that the loiva's chayiv, which means the loiva still owes the money. So it seems to me that it's not a simple matter of Reuven following Shimon's instructions. It has to do with the money coming within Shimon's dalad ames, which means Shimon has to be zeicha in the money. So we answer, no, that's not a question, because shekeinim amar lois or keyu achi kanes l'rshusi v'adai lo nichas r'shusai. It's because we're talking about a specific case over here where Shimon told Reuven, throw it so that it goes into my rishus, and if it landed closer to Reuven, then that means it didn't go into Shimon's rishus. And once again, it's an issue of Reuven not following Shimon's instructions, and that's why the loan would wouldn't be forgiven for him, but not because Shimon wasn't kaina it, and we still don't have a raya that a person's dalat amas is kaina an object for him. Now Amar Ravo, Ravo says, Kol ilein tesuvasa dehava Reb Ze'era maisev kumi Reb Yasa. All these questions that Reb Ze'era posed to Reb Yasa, Reb Shimon ben Lakish maisev kumi Reb Yechanan, Reish Lakish had asked these same questions to Reb Yechanan, and mekabel minei. Some are not garis these words mekabel minei. If you are garis them, it means that he accepted these questions from him, and pasar le be'ilin pisriya, he answered him with these very same answers that Reb Yasa gave to Reb Ze'era. And moving on to brand new halacha, halacha gimel, the Mishnah says, Peya ain kachin isa magalais, Peya is not allowed to be harvested with sickles, ve'ain ikrin isa bekardumais, and it's not allowed to be uprooted with axes. Why not? So one man shouldn't come to strike his friend. If you have a whole bunch of aniyim running into the field, each guy's got his sickle or his axe. It really depends what they're harvesting, if they're going to be taking sickles or axes, and they're going to be swinging them around so people could get hurt. It could even cause a fight in between people. So therefore, when the aniyim go into the field, they're not allowed to bring these implements with them. They have to harvest the peya without a sickle or an axe. We continue. Shalash uvayis bayayim. There are three appearances during the day, which means that the baal bayis has to come three times during the day to open up his field. B'shachar in the morning, uv'chatzayis at midday, uv'mincha in the afternoon. Now Rabbi Gamliel says, loy amru el kadei shalo yifchasu. This halacha is trying to tell us that the baal bayis shouldn't open up his field less than three times a day. Whereas Rabbi Kiva says, loy amru el kadei shalo yisifu. This was only said so that he doesn't add on. And we're going to explain what the machlekes Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Kiva is in the Gemara. And one more halacha, shal beis namer, or shal beis nemer, the people of his family or the people of his town, hayul malkitin ala chevel, they would harvest based off of a rope, and they would give peya based off of each row. They would have a rope which was a certain length. They would place it starting at the beginning of a row of grain, for example. They would harvest the entire length of the rope, and then the remainder of the row was left as peya. Now the Gemara addresses the second part of the Mishnah, Mahu Avayos, what is the meaning of this word Avayos that we used in the Mishnah? So Rav Bun says, Kamad Tamer, like it says in the Pasuk, Eich Nechbasu Esav, how Esav has been ransacked, Nivu Matspunov, his hidden things have been revealed. So this word Nivu, which is similar to the word Avayos, means to be revealed, or as we translated it, to appear. In other words, the Baal Bayis has to appear three times. And as we continue explaining the Mishnah, Bashachar V'chatzayis of Mincha, in the morning, midday, and by Mincha time. Now it's just important to note over here, the reason why the Baal Bayis is appearing is because the Baal Bayis doesn't have to leave his field open to let Danim come whenever they want. That would pose somewhat of a risk for the Baal Bayis. Danim might come in and trash his field, completely ruin it, not taking care of it. They might take produce which isn't peya. So therefore, the Danim aren't allowed to come to the field to take peya unless he opens it up for them. What the Mishnah is saying is that he has to appear at his field three times during the day. Now, why these three times during the day? So the Gemara explains, B'shachar mipnei manikos, in the morning because of the nursing mothers. The nursing mothers are able to come in the morning because that's when their children are sleeping, so they come and take peah then. U'b'chatzayis in midday, mipnei atinoikos, because of children, the children sleep till then, so that's when the younger children are able to come and get peah. And u'v'mincha, later in the afternoon, mipnei hanemushais, because of the nemushais, which literally means the stragglers or the shufflers. This is referring to the elderly people. They're not able to get to the field till mincha time, so that's when the baal bayis opens up for them. Now, continuing to explain the Mishnah, we had this machlokes between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Kiva. What exactly is the machlokes? The Gemara says, Rabbi Gamliel says, loy amru el kadei shelo yifchasu. They only said these three times during the day, so that the baal bayis shouldn't open it up any fewer than three times. However, for Matzal Haisef, Maisef, if he wants to open it up more than three times, he's allowed to. The minimum is three times at these particular times, shachres, chatzos, and mincha, for the nursing mothers, the children, and the elderly. But if he wants to be magnanimous and generous and open it up more than those three times, he's more than welcome to. Whereas Rabbi Kiva argues, and he says, loy amru ala kadei shelo yisifu, they only said this so that he shouldn't add on. Really, the proper girsa is yifchais. If he wants to open it up fewer than these three times, he is allowed to open it up fewer than these three times. Rabbi Kiva is afraid that if the baal bayis is going to open up his field more often than these three times, then there's going to be aniyim that didn't get the memo that the baal bayis is opening up besides for these three times, and they're going to lose out on an opportunity to get peya. So at maximum, he's allowed to open up shachris, chatzos, and mincha, but if he wants to consolidate it to even fewer than three times, he is allowed to do so. We're going to stop here for the day, pick up tomorrow talking about Beis Nemer. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.